In 5 minutes, we were on our way. D led me straight to the hole by the spring. He took from his pocket a ball of stout cord and tied the free end to the middle of his pole. "I'm about ready," he said. "Go to it, boy," I said.
"Don't you want to try?" he asked.
"No," I answered. "King Solomon is your fish. I just want to see him."
"I can show it to you if you'll climb the bluff."
We crossed over to a ledge of the bluff. There we sat down. The river was about 10 feet below us. It was shaded by the ridge behind us, all but a narrow strip along the opposite bank.
"Do you see that log there?" Dee asked, pointing toward the sunny strip of water.
"Yes," I replied.
"That's where King Solomon lives," Dee said, "and he won't let other bass come around it. Watch."
Dee broke off a piece of limestone and thumbed it into the stream. I wasn't prepared for what happened. An underlying limb detached itself from the log and shot like a torpedo to the spot where the piece of rock had struck the water. I saw fins parrying, a bulldog jaw champing, and two bulging eyes glaring upward. At last I was looking upon King Solomon in all his glory.
"That's him," Dee said quietly. "Don't you want to try for him while I go and get my bait?"
"Do I?" I almost shouted with joy. Shaking with excitement, I cast the line and miraculously managed to place the lure where I aimed it, 3 feet to the rear of King Solomon.